email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 551, ray@rte.ie. The stars turned out in force for the premiere of the much anticipated ABBA digital concert in London last night. They were all there. Kylie Minogue, Kate Moss, Penny Lancaster. And there was a real life dancing queen in the audience. The Swedish King Carl Gustaf and his wife Sylvia showed up. And there was Ing-Marie Halling was there as well. We spoke to Ing-Marie last October when the reunion was announced. She's the curator and director of the ABBA Museum in Stockholm. Longtime friend of the band. She's in the London hotel and she's talking to us now. Hello, Ing-Marie. Very exciting last night.
Hello there. Very exciting. I haven't recovered yet.
Yeah. So describe it to us.
Well, it's like, how do you describe something that doesn't really exist? Yeah. I mean, this has never been seen before. It has never been done before. You can't compare it to anything. You can just experience it. And I talked to a friend of mine in London who's working with film, and he's pretty... you know, been around the block a couple of times. He was absolutely blown away, and he said, prepare for something you haven't ever expected to see. And I thought he was overdoing it, but it was true, really. You can't explain it. It's like an immersive, you're inside a video. You're not a spectator, you're a participant, really.
Yes, and isn't that very so exciting that it's something that people won't have experienced before? So I'm just looking at the, and you know the history of it, but the band wore these suits with all these detectors on them, and they went through the whole 20 songs, moved as they would move, sang as they would sing.
Exactly.
And then 1,000 digital artists took that information and created these avatars, as they're being called. Was it a little bit, knowing them as you do, and knowing them well, and knowing their mannerisms, was a little bit freaky for you watching them up there?
It was totally freaky, really.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to see people being sort of animated as they do in the gaming industry. But I knew that it's actually these four persons that I see, because it's their movements and the way they you know, talk to each other and touch each other and sing and stuff like that. Knowing me, knowing you, there is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, we just had to face it this time. So it was them, but not them.
Yeah, it's the future, Ing-Marie, it's the future.
And I'm so happy that they pursued this idea, especially Björn and Benny, who's extremely curious persons in new technology and together with music. So good on them, they did it.
Yes.
And they nailed it, I would say.
17.5 million, they're reporting in the paper today, was spent on it. It's the venue is dedicated to this and this only. Which gets me very excited by it.
It's an absolutely beautiful venue. It's a lot of blonde Nordic wood panels in the walls, and very airy and a lot of space and beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah. And you were speaking to Frida before the concert.
I went to see her where she lives now for a week ago, and we talked a lot about this. And obviously, she was a bit, nervous, like any artist would be when they do something like this, or at least perform or something.
Mm.
But when I talked to her just a couple of days ago, she had seen it for the first time, the whole thing, and she was humble and happy and amazed of what they have achieved. So I guess that counts for them all.
So 3,000 people there in the auditorium, including you, and the Queen and King of Sweden. And what was the reaction from the crowd?
Totally bananas. I mean, it was like, I don't know if you've seen the Mamma Mia musical. I guess you have.
Yeah.
Anyway, where people start dancing in the rows from the first song. A lot of that happened yesterday. People were up and dancing, and I saw the king and queen sitting just in front of me a bit down. They were standing and having a good time, and, you know.
Yeah, in the opening songs, they played a lot of the big hits.
All the big hits. But the thing is also that they, when the new songs came, I Still Have Faith in You, and when Agneta sang her song, it was like, then my tears came, not before that. They came then because I realized that this is crazy. These guys can do it still.
Yeah.
We still have faith in them.
Like, it's 42 years since their last concert in Japan.
Yeah. And if you could write good songs then, of course you can write good songs now. That's nothing that just drops when you're 50 or 60 or 70.
And there's a live band playing there with the Avatars and backing vocalists.
A very good band.
Yeah.
And especially the female drummer. She was crazy good. Crazy good.
Reading the reviews today, 4 and 5 stars. A great rock version of Does Your Mother Know?
Yeah. Good song, especially the rock version.
And then it went completely crazy when the opening bars of their first hit started playing, Waterloo.
Yeah, and that was incorporated with a video from Waterloo, from Brighton, 74. So, you got it all that evening, yesterday. It was all the archive footage, and it was them, real life, standing on the stage afterwards, and you had it all. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small,
beside the victory. So they've thrown down the gauntlet now to other acts, haven't they? Because they have done this and done it so well.
Yeah.
That people like the Rolling Stones, maybe. Maybe we might even see the Beatles back together, Ing-Marie. Virtually.
Difficult, because you can't do it if you don't have live persons.
Yes.
Then, of course, you can do it, but it's not the same thing.
Mm.
Not the same thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, for one person, like, you know, Elton John, he could do this.
Yes.
He could tour the world for the next
forever. Rod Stewart could do it. Yeah, Rod.
He could definitely do it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why his wife was there last night doing research.
To check it out. She called him afterwards and said, up for the money.
Yeah.
It's not for free, but he can afford it.
How do the people of Sweden feel about the fact that this is in London, England, and not in Stockholm, Sweden?
Well, it's not good to do this in Stockholm.
No.
For the first thing, you can't build a new arena anywhere close to the city centre. And, you know, London is the hub.
Mm.
London is a hub. People can fly one straight flight to London easily from anywhere.
Yes.
Almost. You can't do that in Sweden. So, and also, London has been in their history since their first steps as a band. So I know that in the museum we have a typical British what you call it, like a pole that you have in the streets with the street
name. A lamppost.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have all these street names for places that has been important in their career.
Mm.
And now we're going to add one more thing, Pudding Mill Lane. London is their place.
Yeah. And Ing-Marie, finally, did they sing the Avatars? Did they sing thank you for the music at the end?
Of course.
Yes.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the song? That's what are we? So I say thank you for the music.
Just when they did thank you for the music, there was a lot of tears in people's eyes, because that's what everyone feels. It's a bit of a worn out phrase these days after so many years with that, but it's still so accurate.
Ing-Marie Halling, a curator and director of the ABBA Museum in Stockholm, it was great to talk to you again, and thanks so much for telling us all about the ABBA reunion, and I'm sure loads of our listeners will be travelling to London to see that. Thanks, Ing-Marie.
Thank you, nice talking to you.
Mind yourself. I think we managed to fit 10 bits of ABBA songs in there. It looks amazing. It looks out of this world.